Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Georgia Hanson's too. Corner of Anderson.
No, not really.
Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's not yours. I just think I shared it. It's not mine. I saw the pictures. My husband used to be an NFL.
Reports and communication, Superintendent Tate.
Okay, so it's going to be a very short report tonight since we have FFA here as well as our retirees. So we are honoring some of our retirees tonight. Not all of them could make it. But there will be a get-together here at the district office on Tuesday, May 21st at 3:30 for those who want to come. I have placed the May and June event calendars in front of you, so you have that. As you're all aware, this is the time of year that a lot of things are happening. And some things are overlapping with others, so you'll have to make some choices on where you go if you can make it. So we hope to see you at many of these events. I also placed a letter from Beal that came out today about prescribed burning happening from the end of May through July. So if you see a lot of smoke during that period of time, you know it's...
Well, that takes all the Facebook fun away of... Are they control burning?
It'll still happen.
Yep.
Don't you worry. Don't you fret.
You know. Or the booms. Are the bass detonating? Oh, my whole house shook. From here to Yuba City.
Last on my agenda, and then I'll do the attendance, is summer camp. We started the sign-ups, and within the first day, we were halfway full. I'm not sure where we are right now. I haven't talked to Tara in a couple days, but I'm pretty sure we're going to be full for our three-week summer camp program. Remember, it's June 10th through the 28th. June 19th is a holiday, so there'll be no camp on that day. And we will not be using the pool this year. Attendance report. We have 1,342 students, which is three more than we had last time this year, and eight more than we had last month. We have 92 students in the preschool program, which again is 29 less than last year, attributed to and two less than last month, so a total of 1,434, which is 26 less than we had last year, but six more than we had last month. That's all I have for the first two items.
Please welcome Ms. Paula Lamb and our Bear River FFA for our presentation.
We wanted to bring some representatives. We wanted to bring some representatives from our chapter. We have 10 students here today to kind of give you an overview of the year. It is quick, I promise. And also to thank you for your support, because without your support, we couldn't get any of what we did then with these students done. So.
Yeah, so this is almost all of our ag leadership team. Some of them are officers, some of them are just our leadership students. There's a total of 14 in the class, but a few of them are at the state track meet today, so they couldn't be here. So I would like to let them get started. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm Addison Rizzio. I am our chapter's current FFA president, and I will be speaking about AgriScience Fair and Nationals. We recently went on our state convention trip for our AgriScience Fair kids, which was held in Sacramento this year. We all had a blast, and all of our kids placed amazingly. During state, we attended multiple sessions, which were lots of fun. We also went on lots of other activities that everyone enjoyed. I'm proud to say I won first place, as well as some of our other kids. I also have the privilege to attend Nationals for the second time, which will be in Indianapolis, as well as our other first place winners. Our school has also given the opportunity, students who place second and third in the state, the opportunity to also attend National Convention. And they are all beyond thankful for that. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Mariana Villanueva, and I am our chapter's FFA Vice President. I will be talking about our AgriScience Fair projects. AgriScience is a 15-page research experiment entirely conducted by our students. They have the opportunity to work with a partner or by themselves in creating this experiment. They conduct an experiment that in some way will affect the entire agriculture industry positively. I am thankful to say I was a participant in this event and received reserve champion at this event. Our chapter was very successful as we received 6 champions, 4 reserve champions, and received #1 AgriScience team in California. This AgriScience team consisted of 4 students who included Addison Rizzio, Major Stroud, Heston Burrow, and myself. In this competition, 4 students were individually interviewed at the state conference. After being selected by our ag teachers, as we went through a series of questions about our individual research experiments throughout the interview. As a reward of winning this competition, we received a silver bowl, which I'm holding now with this beautiful first place ribbon. And this silver bowl was added to the collection in Mrs. Stinson's classroom. I would like to share my gratitude toward you all for allowing us to experience these activities and supporting us in all our endeavors. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Major Stroud. I'm a member of the 2023-2024 Ag Leadership Team. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about our community service projects. First of all, we have done our FFA Build a Blanket and Build a Bag for nearby cancer patients and cancer centers. For the Build a Blanket, students donated 250 tie blankets and then built them before we donated them to the Marysville Cancer Center. For our Build a Bag, students helped make 50 bags out of old running shirts from our school and put gifts in them, which we donated to the Kaiser Cancer Center in Louisville. For our next community service project, we are making the FFA emblems for the Welcome to Wheatland signs. We have Sanchez Powder Coating and Sandblasting donating the emblems. The high school has already cut out the emblems with their plasma cutter, and our FFA chapter will be laser engraving them. As well, our FFA will be putting the emblems on the signs. Thank you. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Berlin Burchard, and I'm a part of the 2023 to 2024 leadership team. Today I'm talking about the Discovery Degree and Conference. The Bear River FFA chapter held the 2024 Discovery Degree. We helped set it up, and it turned out to be one of the best. This degree took place in the Bear River School cafeteria. We are proud to announce that 60 students were awarded with their Discovery Degrees. We had the 4 creed speakers perform the creed. Awarding the 60 students and the degree were both successful. The AgriScience kids and leadership kids went to Sacramento for 3 days. The students in our AgriScience class competed for the best board. This was held on March 21st to March 24th. The FFA leadership and officer team went to workshops and other opportunities available at the conference. We were also able to see and meet in person with the 2023 to 2024 state officers. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kinsey Sills, current historian. Today, I'm talking about our mentoring program throughout the year. Students from Wheatland Elementary, Lone Tree Elementary, and local preschools come over 4 times a year to visit and learn. The first 3 times, they get to create their very own floral arrangements to take home to their families. The last time they visit, they get to plant flowers. This is a lot of fun for all involved. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Abba Baker, currently a member of our FFA leadership team and proud to say next year's FFA reporter. Many of our Ag FFA students, many of our Ag classes, such as FFA Leadership, Woodshop, Horticulture, and Animal Science, were able to do mentoring with the Wheatland Union High School and we're invited to do what they're doing here at Bear River at the high school, and to compare like what it will be like at high school, and also got to plan our first FFA meeting for next year. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Audrey Kay, and I am part of the FFA leadership this year, and I'm happy to announce that I will also be part of the FFA leadership team next year. Now, I'm sure you all have heard about Farm Day. Farm Day is a day that the third graders from all across the Yuba Center area can go to the Yuba Center fairgrounds and learn about agriculture and some of its many fields. All of our leadership and officer team went, and they helped run the event. Some of the things that we did included passing out water, assisting in setting up booths, helping and telling the buses where to park when they arrive, greeting the classes, and handing out goodie bags as the students came in. Working Farm Day was fun, and we hope we can do it next year.
Hello. My name is Tony Bogdanoff. I was part of the 2023-2024 leadership team. I'm happy to announce that I'll be the 2024-2025 treasurer. Today I want to acknowledge our student teacher for our FFA chapter this year, who has now gone on to continue her teaching at Wheatland High School. Ms. Callender, we want to wish you the best of luck with the rest of your career. Thank you.
Gregorio Luzar, and I am the current chapter sentinel. Today I'm here to talk to you guys about Bakken Garden. Bakken Garden is a retail garden center located here at Wheatland Bear River School. This store is currently ran by the Ag Department and the students. We do stuff like trimming plants and watering them to make sure that the plants are in the best condition they can be in for the customers. Our store is currently open from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and they have a huge variety of things like houseplants, herbs, hanging baskets, succulents, annuals, veggies, and perennials. If you would like to come take a look, our address is 100 Wheatland Park Drive, Wheatland, California, 95692. It is located at the back of the school. Just ring the bell and someone will come out to help you. And the Hawkins Guardian Group has brought you guys these for the board.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Zachary DeBrito, and I am currently serving as the FFA secretary for our chapter at Bear River. I am proud to say that I will serve our chapter next school year as the FFA president. Today I will be speaking to all of you about our FFA meetings, our different contests, and our state officer visit. We had several FFA meetings this year, and at every meeting, our FFA leadership class plans what we are going to eat and the activity that we would like to do at that meeting. At every meeting, we have on average between 70 to 100 students that attend, and we always strive to have a good time. The FFA Creed and Job Interview Contests are always fun. This year, we hosted one of the many Creed contests, and everyone who attended had a blast. There were several different Creed contests and job interview contests over the year, and we are proud to say that many of our students competed and were given awards. There were many friends from all the different areas during these contests, and overall, they were a really good time. This year, we had a visit from one of our 2023-2024 state officers, Piper Lake, who was serving as the state reporter. She came to all of our FFA and ag classes and talked to us about the potential FFA careers. She told us a little bit about her career in FFA and how she got to the state level. She was very inspiring. Piper even dedicated her recent retirement speech to our FFA chapter at the state conference in Sacramento. I would also like to thank Taylor Zapata for her sponsorship to me towards the National FFA Convention. Please let all of the community know that we are looking for any sponsorships for our trip, and any donations will result in an advertisement on our FFA banquet placemat. At this time, I would like to invite Addison back to the podium.
We appreciate all of you for taking the time to listen to all of us speak today.
We thank you for giving us the opportunity to do all these amazing things, and we appreciate all you guys do. Thank you.
For what you do. Rich and I took a road trip the weekend of the national or your state thing. And we were down south a little ways and we ran into a few schools at our little road stop, gas up things. And I came out and I said to Rich, I said, yeah, it took forever. Sorry, there was a bunch of kids in there. And he said, definitely not Bear River kids, huh? And I was thinking the same thing. And you know, when you guys have those jackets and uniforms on, you're representing your school and everything else. And just know that from Bear River, we're very proud of you guys who represent us, because I could tell light years from your leadership to the students' actions and stuff that people are watching even when you don't think that you're at that convention. People are still watching because FFA is supposed to represent certain things, and I think you guys all do such a great job. And I got the honor of listening to eighth grade speeches, and I believe you made a speech for the eighth grade graduation, and I was so impressed with your speaking skills, and I heard it was because of all you do in FFA, so congratulations for that too, because it takes a lot to get up there and talk in front of people, so you guys all did great. You don't have to make them stand, listen.
Moving on to the retirement recognition.
Hey, Matt. Matthew. Matthew, you're in a seat.
You've been kicked out. Okay, tonight we have three of our retirees here that we would like to honor. We would like to offer our best wishes as they enter into retirement life, whatever that'll be, and not drive to Wheatland School District every day. All three have been long-term employees that have contributed in so many positives to our district and to the students they have served over the years. They are all very excited about what the future holds for them, as they explore life outside of driving to this place and employment every day. They will be missed, and we wish them well. We do have a bell for each of you that we hope you will display proudly. So here are some specifics about each one. So we'll start off with Peter Town. Peter, if you could stand up, and Nikki, if you could come over. So Peter started in the district in 2018 as the principal of Wheatland Elementary and has remained there ever since. Prior to coming to Wheatland, he spent 14 years as a principal in the Eureka School District. He was also lucky enough to spend 3 years as a principal of a school in Greece with the American Community Schools. Prior to that, he was principal in Loomis for 4 years and a vice principal in Rockland for 2 years. He also spent a number of years as a teacher in the Rockland School District, the San Juan School District, and the Anderson Valley School District. They kept kicking you out or something? Holy moly. This gives Peter a total of 39 years of service as an educator. He is now ready for some family time with his children, his stepchildren, and also his new grandbabies. First thing after he finishes in June, he and his wife will be headed to Maui for a well-deserved vacation. We wish him well and want him to know how much we will miss his leadership in the district. Thank you very much, Peter. You have to wait for a picture. Thank you. Next up, we have Heather Slauzes. Hey, Jean, come up.
Can you get by me?
With some of these people, they've been in the district so long, it's hard to find the background because I have to look through old files and whatnot. So if I got it wrong, sorry, but I think I have it correct. Heather was hired as a first grade teacher at Lone Tree in the Wheatland School District in 1996. She moved into special education in 2004 She has spent the last 20 years in special education, touching the lives of the students that struggle the most. Prior to being hired in the school district, she did a long-term substitute position in 95-96 at Lone Tree. And at the time of being hired, she actually lived on Beale Air Force Base. Prior to coming to Beale, Heather worked as a teacher in Hawaii, as well as in Japan and North Edwards, California, which I have no idea where that is, but Edwards Air Force, okay. Heather is an amazing special education teacher and really looks out for her students. She takes her job seriously and is often on site in the early mornings and well after school is dismissed. Guess what, Heather? No more having to do 30 IEPs or more per year. You're going to be missed, and we wish you well in your future endeavors. And last but not least, we have April Jones. And Christina, if you would like to come up with April. So of the three, April has the longest tenure here in the Wheatland School District. She was hired in 1993, which gives her 31 years of service in the district. As far as I could see, she spent all of those years teaching first grade. She may have had a combo here or there, but first grade teacher. She also substitute taught as a long-term sub from February to June of 1993 before landing the full-time position in first grade. She has positively impacted so many students in her career as a teacher. April also has been instrumental in the outdoor education arena with her students. As far as I can remember, April has done the Salmon Project with her students, which culminates in letting the babies go in the river. April has been a master teacher and a support provider for many of our new teachers over her career. She is also one of those teachers that puts her heart and soul into her classroom and her students. April's work ethic goes unparalleled, and she is also someone that helps others. We will miss seeing her here every day and seeing the salmon in her classroom. We wish you well.
Just kidding, don't repeat that.
He's all,
He's thinking about it though, isn't he? Yeah.
Because it's our turn to take you guys out for anniversary dinner, so I still need to be married on our anniversary.
I forgot about that.
Six,
date and then throw it out there.
What is it?
On TV?
Oh my goodness. Service.
In Arizona?
She decided she was going to put her house up.
Are they here?
Died. She called me, like, it's probably been, well, it was before Christmas. She told me that she had somebody come over and
hey, Jody.
I was overcharging her for long stuff. Now, we had been doing her.
Not like you guys don't see each other every day.
And I had only raised their rates at $5 in that whole time. And she was only paying $85, which for Fran back, which, and she has all this stuff.
All right, resuming with communications from the public on items not on the agenda.
Carl, did you want to?
Yes. So I'll fill in for Annette. She's feeling a little bit down this afternoon. So I'll start off with it is a busy month at Beale Air Force Base, of course, as well. We've got a couple of weeks to wrap up Lone Tree.
Yeah.
Next week is going to be our book fair, and then all through the week, and then summer camp registrations for the youth center and our other child and youth programs are open. So for those that have access to the base, sign up for those, please. I'll look through the newsletter for that. Just a little bit of amplifying information. Yes, we do controlled burns. We also do a grazing program. It's all to keep the fuel down because we typically have 10 to 15 wildfires on base every year. So we're trying to keep those as small as possible. And then I also want to put in a plug. I know that on May 18th there's Wheatland 150. We're also doing a great big car show out at the base on that day. So the base will be open through the Wheatland Gate or the Schneider Gate, open to the public to come on base. We have over 400 classic and modern cars that are going to come in. We're going to put them out on the flight line next to some jets. Open to the public. You're welcome to come and see all of the different cars as well as the aircraft that we fly at Beale Air Force Base. I believe it opens to the public at 10 a.m. and it'll be through 6 p.m. So if you want to come out and see the car show, and then you can come over here and party at the Wheatland 150. So just a great day of events.
Or vice
versa. Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that. And then I'll also just take the opportunity to say this is the last board meeting that I will be attending in my role. I pass the guide on to Colonel Charles Hansen next month, so he'll take up this this role. And just wanted to say thank you to the board for welcoming me, letting me to participate in this great community body, and to the wider community here in the school district for all you guys have done and all that you do to support the base, to support our children, and to keep us in a good place as far as what we can do to take care of our families, which really are the true foundation of all the warriors as we go forth to fight. So thank you for all that you do, and what you do matters.
We will miss you.
We will definitely miss you. Thank you for all you've done for us.
Yes. Yeah. You've been great to work with.
Awesome. And I believe the invitation for the ceremony came out this morning, the retirement invitation, because I'll retire the next day.
Any other communications from the public on items not on the agenda? Moving on to the consent agenda. Consent agenda item 4.1 through 4.4. Do I have any questions on the consent agenda? No? Can I get a motion?
Make a motion, we approve the consent agenda.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Action items, 5.1, Tri-County Induction Program.
Okay, so this is our annual MOU with Sutter County to do the TSIP, which is the Tri-County Induction Program. And basically it's for brand new teachers into the system. They have a mentor that is one of our teachers. They attend meetings and trainings and professional development and are mentored by one of our own. It's a 2-year program. So each year we have a new MOU with Sutter County. The cost is $1,600 per new teacher. Many districts put that on the teacher, but we actually pay for it for our teachers. And then they attend those, and it's, as I said, a two-year program. So this is just the updated MOU for next year.
Any questions? Can I get a motion?
I make a motion to accept 5.1.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. 5.2, Board Policies, Administrative Regulations, 6142.92 through 6146.5.
So I talked about these at the last meeting in the first reading. This is the second reading and approval of these board policies. Remember, the board policies are not written by you or me or anybody in our district. They're written by attorneys that work for the California School Boards Association, and they are vetted through their program. And again, I'll reiterate, just because it's in board policy doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to it's going to do anything with our particular curriculum. And even if it is a California state curriculum, and we as a district choose not to do a portion of that curriculum, that is our prerogative. So I know that sometimes there's things written in policies that can be controversial. But again, we make our own decisions when it comes to that. But board policy, they're for all boards in the state of California.
Any questions? Can I get a motion?
I make a motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 5.3, adopt resolution 2324-07 pertaining to the school board elections of November 5, 2024 in regards to candidate statements.
So this is the time of year that that we have to bring forward. These next three items all have to do with the elections and what you can and can't do. And I think they open in June for people who want to apply, with the election being in November. This first one is about candidate statements, that they cannot exceed more than 200 words, and the cost of the statement is incurred by the person running. The district does not pay for that.
Any questions? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 5.4, adoption resolution 2324-08 pertaining to the school board elections of November 5, 2024 in regards to specifications of the election order.
So we have two of our five members up for election in November, a re-election or election, and their current four-year term ends December 2024. So in November, there'll be an election, and either they will, if they rerun and they are elected, they stay on. If not, the new people are sworn in. So we have Robin Bogdanoff and Nikki Crabb up for this term, and just to let everybody know that we're going to have two openings on our board.
Any questions?
There's an accident on State Street and Highway 65, and it's blocked, so hopefully it's none of our people going that way that just left.
Yeah.
State Street and 65 right there before the bridge. So, yeah, I just got a notification that popped up, so.
Any questions or comments? Mm-hmm. Can I get a motion for 5.4?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Coming in.
The
So she's got a defect and can't breathe out of her nose. Or else,
excuse me.
That's why she's so pissed off.
Sorry, baby.
That was such a Nikki move right
there.
No,
she's looking at me like, we're making eye contact.
I should have said at 5.42, I believe that the way they're listed on the election ballots is by lot.
It's random, yeah.
So random lot.
5.5, adoption resolution 2324-09 pertaining to the school board elections of November 5, 2024 in regards to tie votes.
Yeah, so this has never happened as far as I know, but they do have ed code that pertains to what happens in tied votes, and so this is for you to approve that that's what we will do if we happen to have a tie vote.
Any questions? Can I get a motion?
Make a motion to approve 5.5.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Any comments from the board?
Just thank you again for everything. We will miss you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. If there's no other board comments, we will adjourn for closed session.